Hi everyone, happy Friday. It's the MSN Entertainment team. I'm Kerry.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Emma.
Who am I?
James.
Yeah, I'm James, yes.
Today we are talking about Lady Gaga. James is the music editor. Would you like to kick it off?
Yeah, well, obviously this single's been very hotly anticipated. They brought the release date forward, I think, because it probably would have been leaked. So anyway, it's out today. Went to radio and straight to retail at the same time. What do we all think? We all heard it now.
I love it.
But you were always going to love it, weren't you, Lucy?
Yeah.
You love everything she does.
I do. I'd lick the floor she walks on. So, but no, genuinely, it's a really good song. It's really upbeat and it's different from you know, her last album that was all sort of dark. And It's like a new year, 2011, upbeat. Yeah.
And how does it get the Emma Roberts vote?
Yeah, well, I just think it's a lot different to anything she's ever done before. Like Lucy was saying, it is, you know, she did do quite a lot of darker songs, and this is really different. It's like upbeat, it's quite dancey. So we were saying earlier, we're just really excited to see what the video is going to be like. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's the first thing I thought was, is this Madonna? Because her voice sounds so much like Madonna. Even the speaking parts, she sounds like Madonna speaking. And it sounds a little bit like Vogue as well in the speaky bits.
Express Yourself is trending on Twitter because people reckon it sounds like that. But I think it sounds like something else, but I can't put my finger on what it is. It sounds like something from the 90s, but I don't know.
Well, you weren't born then, were you?
Yeah. but I was very young. Yes.
It's got quite an older feel about it, though. It's not, you know, it's quite retro,
It's quite anthemic, to use a journalist cliche, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like it was very much written with that in mind, to be, and it's explicitly kind of a pro-gay thing as well, which is a huge part of her fan base. Didn't she say a while ago that she owes everything to God and gays, which upset a lot of religious people?
Yeah.
But I think that was part of the plan.
There's also been a comparison of her album cover to Kylie Minogue's album cover. People are criticising her quite a lot for that. What do you guys think?
It looks remarkably similar. I'd be very surprised if she hadn't seen it.
Do you know what? I'm unaware of this. Which Kylie cover?
Some Kylie single from about 4 or 5 years ago. I can't remember what it is
now. I'll have to check it out.
No, it looks like it's based on it.
I like the irony of Born This Way, though, and she's obviously photoshopped. It's quite...
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, it is, though, isn't it? It's obviously, she's got, like, spiky shoulders and a spiky face.
Yeah.
Spiky face?
Yeah, have you not seen? She's got, like, little bones.
Yeah.
I'm also excited about Sunday. It's the Grammy Awards. And what do we think Lady Gaga is going to wear?
Oh, God.
A fish dress.
Well, it has to beat the meat dress in some way.
Yeah.
How can you beat
celery
that?
Dress.
A vegetable bra.
She might just come out naked with a merkin on.
A what?
I'm not going to talk about what that is. If you don't know what a merkin is, then no worries.
Then I can't tell you.
Maybe she'll shuck us all and wear jeans.
Yeah, can you wear
jeans?
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Just jeans and a t-shirt.
I know.
No makeup.
Oh, my God.
How about a tracksuit?
Yeah.
That would actually be the most shocking thing she could do.
A pink velour tracksuit.
Yeah.
With LG on the back.
Yeah, that would be the most shocking.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she didn't even, like, a couple of months ago when her sister graduated, she went to her sister's graduation in the most ridiculous outfit.
It was
and
so
I just
outrageous.
Thought, well, could you not have dressed down and let your sister have some of the limelight?
Yeah, it's like, I'm Lady Gaga.
But she won't. She won't ever step down.
The word is selfish.
She said once that she would rather be seen dead than let her fans see her without heels on. And
Well, that's commitment, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that we should be proud of her for that. Admire her.
But what's also interesting about this is that you said it to me this morning, Lucy, that you don't remember a time where just a single release has been so, like, you know, looked forward to. That's the word I was looking for, yes, anticipated.
You just don't get it anymore. Everything's leaked, everyone knows about everything before it's out, and this has just been such a... I mean, on Twitter for the last couple of weeks, it said Born This Way Friday.
Okay.
It's just so big.
So it gets a thumbs up then, does it?
Yeah.
Give it a mark out of 10, go on.
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Right.
Seven. In terms of overall.
Emma?
I was going to say 7 as well.
I'm going to give it 8 because I'm nice.
I'm going to give it 7.
Yeah. Brilliant. Because you're not.
Nice.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Happy Friday.
Tweet us and let us know what you think.
And come and check us out on MSN.
We love it.